Yeah, Nina's on vacation, which is why I unabashedly stole her candy. I'd like to open this meeting of the Bisbee's Arts Commission on Monday, April 2nd, 2018, at 5:30 sharp. We'll go ahead and do a roll call. Usually Nina does it for us, but you want to read it?
If you want to.
All right. Karen Schumacher, I am present. Sharon Stetter.
Present.
Co Dismuke.
Present. Oh, sorry, present.
Jill Maxwell is probably just late. She's not here yet. Laura Morgan.
Here.
Kathy Murphy is just walking in the room. She said here. Kate Drew Wilkinson.
Here.
Bill Higgins.
Here.
And instead of Nina this evening, we have Joe Ward. So first off, we'll do call to the public. I don't think we have anybody signed up.
Nobody's
so signed. We'll go ahead to item one. Approval of the minutes of the March 5th, 2018 meeting. And like I always say, I remind everybody to speak into the microphone. Does anybody have anything they'd like to change on the March 5th meeting minutes? Oh. Yeah, if you want to look it over right now, that'd be great. Nina does an excellent job, but I usually don't have too many things, so. So do we have a motion?
Sure. I'll motion to approve it.
So you move to...
I move to...
See the whole sentence.
I move to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Of March 5th, 2018?
March 5th, 2018.
Do I have a second?
Yes. Second.
All right. All eyes?
Aye.
Good. Item two, approval of the minutes of the March 19th, 2018 special meeting. Do you want to take a moment to look those over, you guys?
That was a nice meeting.
Do I have a motion?
I motion to approve the notes for the March 5th, 2018.
Nope. The minutes for the March 19th.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The minutes for March 19th, 2018.
Do I have a second?
Yes.
All ayes?
Aye.
All right, we're all good. Item three. So this is discussion regarding the final report turned in by Cato Daily, 2018, Return of the Turkey Vultures for the grant funding awarded. As I'll remind you, we did give them a grant. And it looks like we have a pretty good report. If you guys want to take a few minutes just to look it over, if anybody has anything they want to say. I'm just personally very happy how fast some of these reports are coming back to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was I helped with the puppets during this turkey vulture event, and I felt like it was very successful.
It was
adorable. Mm-hmm. So.
And filmed, which is so nice. Thank you, Allison.
Yeah, no, they did a great job.
It's good to be.
So what kind of kites did they decorate?
They decorated, they just did a few. I didn't see too many, but they were more turkey vulture shape. You know, your mm-hmm. typical kite shape, kind of that V, and it had little vultures on it.
You weren't here?
No.
Oh, it was marvelous. It was much bigger and more beautiful than I had expected.
It was bigger than last year's, too.
It was impressive. It really was.
I feel pretty good about all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if you look at this picture here, this little black boy that's painting a turkey vulture on a kite.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, there's a picture of a boy.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, if it goes well this year, we could opt next year to buy some of these if we wanted to. These are larger. But they're more expensive.
The microphone's not picking up at all.
What, Joe?
I said, Polly, that the microphone wasn't picking you up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Does anybody have anything they wanted to say about it? We don't have a motion for this. We were just reviewing it.
Yeah.
It looked great.
Yeah. It was spectacularly more than last year, wasn't it? Mm-hmm.
They did a really great job.
And they did. And the town joined in like mad for the procession.
We love... Yes, of course. That's Kathy Murphy.
I've been kind of sick. Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
looking at these photos, it really looks like the kids are enjoying themselves. On the kites that we're going to have for the fundraiser, would there be an option for a table to have kids painting them?
So by the night of the actual fundraiser, they should be done because we have to hang them during the day.
Oh.
I did think that if someone wanted to be a go-getter, at the next, there's a few options. At the next Subway, which I think is on the 19th. Is it on the 19th of this month? That's the next month. But the next Subway, we could have a table funded by the Arts Commission where we have people painting kites. Or the farmer's market would be an option of having a place there where people could do it. So if anybody would like to do that.
We'd have to provide hot materials, don't you?
And that would be fairly easy. I have plenty that I could share, but mm-hmm. it would be up to somebody to volunteer to do that. I don't think it's the 19th. It's the third. Do you know what it is?
It's the third.
It's the third Saturday.
Third Saturday, 21st. Yeah.
The 21st?
Yeah.
So if somebody changes their mind, they want to do it, then just email Nina and have her email me, and we can set something up.
How long would we be there? I might be able to do that.
That'd be great. So
because it's Saturday, I volunteer to there every month that I can't do because of course I'm
let me talk to Subway. I think they would be very open to that, and I can get a table and I can probably help you for part of the day too, or do it too. We can do it
at the farmer's market we're talking about or somewhere else?
Oh, this was at Subway, but we could do the farmer's market. Either way, whatever you would want to do. It would be a great outreach moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so. Subway is more, you know, that's where they're going
to
be, I think.
Well, and if we go to Subway, then we're supporting the Subway people, and that's kind of a mutually beneficial relationship that's going on right now.
And that's also on the 31st? I mean, on the 21st?
It's on the third Saturday of the month.
Okay.
I think Sharon just said it was the 21st. Yeah. So email me through Nina, and we can set it up.
Okay.
Want to do that. I think it would be a great idea. I'm kind of slammed right now, personally, this month, but I would totally help. So... but back to the, did anybody have anything to add about the turkey vultures, or can we move along to item 3, 4, and then we can talk about all of that? So, I'm moving along to item 4, discussion and possible action concerning event planning matters, including but not limited to music, etc., for the upcoming fundraiser to take place in May 2018. And I would just like to give a shout out to Nina for making the most wonderfully vague item, so that we could say anything we wanted or wrote about it. It was ingeniously done. All right. So let me just give you a little update of a few things that I've done so far this month. I went back to Subway. Poe was there. They are perfectly fine. We decided to put the bar. We could not get a hold of the people.
He got hold of them. They're in town yesterday.
So we're going to put the stage there because I had to get the liquor license in 2 days after. And so we are going to put the bar right behind Poco, and then have potentially the stage where the gelato shop is.
We can buy on the street there.
So it'll be San Poe Gallery Art Auction.
Mm-hmm.
Kite strung outside across the street over there at Poco. Then right next to Poco will be the band. And then right above those two things will be the bar.
Yeah.
So it'll all be right there.
And Subway was... fine, they were happy with it. We're going to keep...
We're staying at the far end of it.
We're not going to even go that far. Right behind Poco. So there'll be Poco's door. Poco may or may not be open. She was open to the idea if we wanted to. The door, pretty much to the end of Poco's property, mm-hmm. that will be the bar area.
So
going up to the sidewalk, and the sidewalk will have to not be part of it because we still need to allow pedestrians to walk by.
We have to fence it off in any way?
Yeah, we have to put barriers around it legally.
Okay.
So basically, we'll try to be in the street in front of Kilimanjaro,
okay.
which mm-hmm. is right above the gallery.
It's all right there.
But it's still close enough to the stage that people can have drinks, and so it seemed like that was the best thing because the liquor license had to be in really soon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been done. It should actually be on the agenda tomorrow night for City Council, I believe. Laura McKenna got it in, so we're good on that. The next thing was that I need to do is get Bridget the information about the poster, and so we need to talk about music, because I think that we were going to say 6:30 to 9:30, is that where we were at?
I think so.
Yeah, and then, like we said, Keith Allen Dennis was open, and Jonathan was talking about doing DJ, and I also kind of had I don't know if it's novel or appropriate, but I was excited. I asked the expats if they would be interested, because they would bring also a younger crowd into, and this town seems to be kind of, they love them. So I don't know if that's really a cocktail music, but it could be something we did at the end of the evening, you know? Mm-hmm. So we're going to have, Showcase Vital is going to do a few acts. We're going to speak, and we can have some other people like Ken Bo read a poem, because we funded him. We'll talk about, you know, what we did this year, and then we can have Keith Allen Dennis play, maybe Jonathan DJ when he's not playing, and then end the evening with the expat. What do you guys think about that?
Sounds like it works. Keith Allen,
because he's kind of, you know, he's mellow.
And then Showcase Patel just goes in and out of it.
They were talking about being interspersing. I mean, originally I asked them to do one act, and then they were like, we want to do like five. And I was like, well, I don't know. But, so they're open.
They could just weave in and out, because they're just darling with whatever they do.
Yeah, they just don't want to be cocktail waitresses this year. I kind of used them up for that last time.
Yeah.
But they can strut their stuff.
They like to, and so we will let them.
Do you want me to confirm with Keith and John about...
That would be great. And ask them, the expats told me that as the Arts Commission, I feel like we have to pay something. I don't really want anybody to do anything completely for free. I mean, maybe that's my hang-up. I know the expats said that they were okay with $150 for 2 hours, which is, like, far more than we need them for, so we can negotiate that down, but that was still really a decent price.
I think we paid... thank you.
The unexploded phonographs?
I think we paid them $150 last year.
So something around, I mean, the expats probably would go for less than that, since they're only going to play for 45 minutes or something.
Well, and what would we pay Keith? $100?
I think we should probably pay them all about the same.
Maybe $100? Would they be happy with $100?
Maybe $100 for 45 minutes for each act.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Would Jonathan be open to that, maybe? Will you ask him? And then that'll be $300 for the whole night of entertainment. That's more than fair, I think. So, I do believe we have to vote on the music. So, unless anybody has anybody else they want to add.
Are we going to be paying the Femme Fatales, or is that's just a showcase of the night?
Because we gave them grant money, I'm okay with the fact that, I think they said they were, it was sort of a, you know, a thankfulness thing. Like, thanks for funding this, so we're going to come and do this for us. And that's what they did last year, too. So, as far as I know. So $100 per musician. So
$300,
I think $300 is okay.
Do we need to vote on that?
We do, I believe so. And then we can go ahead and have Bridget do the poster.
Can I make a motion to agree... for us to agree on paying musicians $300.
And that our musicians will be the expats, Keith Allen Dennis and the...
Keith Allen Dennis, the expats.
Jonathan Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Watson.
Do I have a second?
Yes. I'll second. Yes.
So, all ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? All right, so that was the... just so we get the poster going. So, did any...
we have to know about, you keep talking about a stage and the PA system. How are we going to deal with that?
So Kelly Galligan is definitely 100% happy to let us use her electricity. PA, I'll check in. I think that between Keith Allen Dennis and the expats, we probably can put one together. I don't know how, so I'll talk to them and see if maybe they have something. But the stage... the city of Bisbee has a stage that they bought for Sonoran Fest, I think. But it may not fit in that small. Somebody should ask the city, probably.
So who do we need to ask?
Wait, is Nina come back tomorrow? Or Bill?
Yeah, I think they built a stage for the Sonora Fest that they had put up. So let me check with Andy or Dwayne.
Will you check and for see, us and see if they have
a, see if they do have a stage.
And would you also find out how big it is and how it can be?
Pardon?
We need to know how big it is and how it can.
Okay, I'll check on that. And the other question I had, Paul, was you're going to hang those kites. Are you going to need a boom truck? No, you're all right?
No, we looked at it. It's going to be very easy to just string them off telephone poles and whatever's there. And we don't need a boom truck.
Okay, very good. Well, I'll check on the stage and see how big it is and get back with Karen.
The other thing we have to coordinate with the city is the barricades for the alcohol. I know that the city has those. So will you ask them about that, the alcohol barricades?
Alcohol barricades and stage, okay.
Unless somebody can, I wish there was a prettier option, but because the orange things are so...
Well, you know if they've got, do they have more than one of those kind of velvet things in the convention center in the window? How big are those? How long are they?
I don't know if it's just a I don't know if you may not be allowed to have something where you can go under, or I don't. There's probably a legal thing, but we can figure out what it is because it would be cool to use those instead.
And
I'll ask and see specific it has to be.
And would the city come and bring the stage and set it up, or would we?
If we're nice to them, maybe.
Bill.
Pardon me?
Would the city bring the stage for us?
I'll ask.
Okay. We'll
I think Dwayne at one point offered something. He offered to put up.
Yeah, I'll check on that tomorrow.
Okay.
I think we need another intermediate meeting before all this, to nail all this stuff, because it's all coming up so fast.
We'll have another meeting at the beginning of next month.
Right.
I'll ask Nina about putting things in the schedule. Did any people were working on individual things too? I know Jill was working on food.
So I was working on food, mm-hmm. And who was working on the drinks? Yoni was working on the.
Yoni purchased some mixing drinks. He's really excited. He's like more excited than I expected, and he's making some very special cocktails. He's coming up beautiful alcohol. You know, he's the bartender at Roca, the young one. And so, we may have to hire somebody to help him too at the bar. But the next thing we would do is that, I wonder if we could have a quorum to offsite to sample cocktails.
And
I don't think they're going to let us do that here.
And we're also going to need some wine, right?
Yeah, I need somebody to work on that.
I did that last year. You know, you got the thing for that, you know, money, I think.
Oh, well, the actual night, but we needed somebody to look up. Right now we have, what you do is you essentially, you can either have Nina buy it for you, or you buy it yourself and be reimbursed, but we need somebody very soon to start buying wine or looking into buying wine.
Can I ask a question about that wine? Are we going to be picky about what wine we're serving, or can I go to Total Wines up in Phoenix and get their good kind of black label box wines, you know?
I'm fine with that. I mean, I feel like the cocktails are really particular, but if you're not...
Do you think the wine should be fancier, Poe? Do you think it should be...
Well, I don't think it needs to be fancy, but sometimes what we do at the gallery is take the box wine and put it in bottles.
It
just to class it up a little bit. I know Kelly has offered to get, you know, Kelly or Rod from the Roca are happy to get us cheap wine.
If anybody wants to, I keep on meaning to do that, talk to them, and then I just, because they, Roca bought one for my wedding, and Kelly offered, I think, Robbie did it a lot. Didn't Robbie do it last year?
Do we know how much wine we need to buy?
There is a mathematical equation, is what I learned from Fred at Roca, where they figure that out. So you just need to tell him. So last year we had how many people at the art auction? Estimated 400 throughout the evening.
I think
so. So let's say 100 of those people drink wine, which I think is probably because we have cocktails too. So tell.
That's 20 bottles.
Are we going to do beer again? That's what I was doing.
Yeah, I would like to have at least some beers left. We could do PBR. No, I'm kidding.
We just had a beer tank.
Really?
Corona.
Yeah, I know, right?
We just had a beer tank last time, and I just plunked myself beside and filled up beer all evening.
Oh, that's all right.
I can't hear you.
Keg.
I can't hear you.
Oh.
Last year, I doled out the beer. It was a keg, and it lasted the whole evening. It was like a piece of cake for me to do.
Okay.
And so then I take the money. And also, we had a volunteer bin for somebody who was sick last year, remember?
Yeah, it was Pablo.
It was Pablo.
Oh, that's right.
And it was okay. Awesome. I mean, if
hey, Kathy?
Yes, I would like to volunteer to either help the bartender mm-hmm. or pour wine. I mean, I was a bartender at the Queen for several years.
That's great. Then we wouldn't have to hire an extra person.
You don't have to hire somebody. I'll do whatever he tells me. I don't know what kind of
he's very nice
fancy
too.
Drinks he's making, but I
he's wonderful. He's a charming, charming person.
If he's making the drinks, you could just be pouring wine.
Sure.
He wanted to make a punch, too, so if somebody wanted to serve punch.
Okay, well, you can tell him I'm happy to help.
That would be good to know. Okay, so we'll have Yoni as the, he'll be mixing the cocktails, and then you can always do the wine and the beer and all that stuff. That would be perfect.
So my thought is, if we only need two cases of wine and a case of beer, I think we could just buy it, you know, or you could buy it.
See, would you?
We could also, even, although there's a topic, you made me think of asking Copper City to provide a keg.
You mean Bisbee?
Wait. Bisbee, I mean Bisbee.
Would you like to go to Bisbee and ask them if they'll give us a keg?
A keg for the evening.
Yeah.
Because it lasted the whole evening. It was just mighty fine.
And maybe the same, maybe Rod would be happy to donate for the PhD some wine. I hate to ask him, but
would you mind asking him? All right, that would be a great, if we could get the free booze on that side, because that would be perfect. Good. So what are we forgetting? Is there anything?
I thought that one thing, this is just a minor thing, is we need to coordinate the auction, the silent auction, and we need to figure out how are we going to manage the selling of the kites. Will there be a specific time, or can people just pick a kite and we just cut it down? And
I think one of us should be have a little table, and we can all do it at some point over the evening. We'll have a table, and people can just buy them as we go.
And then,
because the people don't always want to stay till the end, and so.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking is, if we sling them low enough, we could just have a step stool. We just step up on a step stool and just snip the.
I think that'd be really cute. As over the evening, we're just like cutting kites down.
Nobody ever set. My golden rule is nobody over 70 ever gets up a ladder.
I will get up a ladder.
Yes, but you're going to be at the bar anyway.
So. In regards to the kites.
Yes.
Poe, a quick question. So I've been giving out the 10 kite make that you gave me. It's been asked by a couple people, what happens with the tail?
We have all the tails.
People who want to decorate the tails.
Well, they're just strips of paper. I mean, I could give you some. I have them all. They're in the kits.
They're only like, they're really tiny.
I think to just turn them a color was
yeah.
The, well, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Or they could, yeah. It's just a strip of it's a strip of paper about 1 inch wide, but about that long. It goes on each. So.
I have
well, they look like prayer, you know, like
yeah.
Prayer flags. And so it could be interesting to have them things hanging down be
colored.
Yeah,
I can give you some.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Because it was asked. You know, some people are saying, "What would you? How do we do the tails?" And I'm like,
"You're keeping track of their
yes.
names and everything.
Yes,
that's
yes.
The most important thing."
So
yes, I have them all done.
Kathy.
Yeah, I have a question. Some of the artists I contacted have called me back. When are they going to get information, and where do they put the art?
That was the next thing that I was going to talk about. I have Sharon wrote a letter, and I have the revised letter. And so. Would anybody, and I will do it if nobody wants to do it, but would anybody like to volunteer to send those letters out?
I'll volunteer to do
it. You do it? Mm-hmm. So I'll send you the revised letter, and then we'll, actually I think Nina might print them off for us on the City of Bisbee paper.
Well, can we send them out via email as well? Because I don't have addresses for everybody. Where is that list? It was in our thank you mail to us.
Hmm.
I want to make a note here that I've got my five artists, but I haven't sent out the information because I'm waiting for two of them to give me their email addresses, but I'm on to it.
So as soon as you can, send those to Nina and ask her to send them to Sharon, because Sharon's going to address the envelopes. And if you want to, if that was too much, like, we can always sit down and have a glass of wine and just write them all out one night.
Do we want to do that? We want to send them out as letters, not as emails.
So I only got email addresses for my office.
I got email addresses and phone numbers, not their physical addresses.
We would just do an email. I just always, email's better. So we'll just send them out, that's fine. And then, yeah, if you want to send out that email, I will.
If I add somebody else who asked to be, do I need, I should send that to Nina also before, or do you, are we going to, like, agree to who's on this list? We haven't talked about this.
That was the next thing we were going to go over. So does anybody have, I thought it was going to be in the packet.
I've got one question.
Yes, Kate.
When we send out the emails, just because, you know, talking from the point of view of someone like me, it's a smart thing to send out the emails twice.
We can do that. We can send it out one time, wait for a few days, and send it out another.
I'll ask for an immediate RSVP.
That's good. Yeah. Yes, we need everyone's list and their email addresses as soon as possible. Sharon will send those out. And then I want to, immediate RSVP is great. And then after that, we're going to have a date exactly where they have to drop it off. And we don't want it too soon. I think last time I stored them in my studio, but I'm okay with doing that.
There's really not a lot of bathroom space at your gallery, but can we have people deliver, let's say, on the 17th or the event's on the 19th?
And I can come down and check them in if you want.
So you don't need them all.
Okay, so 17th quick enough. I mean, let's think about this. We need to make wall cards. Let's make it easy for it. How about if we ask for the work? But then you have to, that's the problem, keeping it. We can focus off the Kilimanjaro upstairs.
Well, you know, I've got room to stash at the back.
Yeah, I like the idea of a few days instead of.
Let's try to have it on the 12th, May 12th.
I have the list of artists.
Okay.
And it's all mostly phone numbers. They all have phone numbers pretty much. Most of them have emails.
I have the access to the Bisbee Arts Commission email, the one we used last year, so I will look at that list tomorrow. I bet I have a bunch of their emails. I'll put an email list together of those people, of the ones that I do have, and then I'll get Sharon the password for the Bisbee Arts Commission email address, because it's just bisbeeartscommission@gmail.
So far right now, we are at,
I don't think it has mine, because I never.
You've got a list of all the ones that have been submitted so far, you're saying?
So far, we said. So, when she emailed out for all of us for this meeting, she emailed the list and wrote the list that I have pulled up.
I haven't given her my list.
Her mine.
You have given her five on yours? Mm-hmm. So that would be 23, and you're going to have five.
I've got five, right.
But this cabinet at 30 artists.
Maybe a little bit. Some of those people are going to probably say no, though. So let's go. Let's try for 40. But once we get that final list, I will add whatever some people from the Arts Commission last year that I know, you know, would be.
Yeah, I don't think we should hit all of them looking at that list.
Sure, put it up.
I only contacted 10 of those 12 people because I've been so sick. But,
you didn't have to contact, because we'll send them an email.
Okay,
too.
But I'm sure Peter Chartrand would donate a piece, and so would Tate.
Yeah, I think Peter did last year.
I put them down as tentative because I called Tate once he was out of town, but then
I
just.
I can walk across the street.
Yeah, we're missing some pretty important people in this town. But I'll just fill it in with the ones that
all of the
last
rest
year.
Of them have confirmed.
Yeah,
they might have confirmed.
Yeah, no problem.
So I would like to do this. I think this letter needs to go out certainly by the end of the week. I would like to do it on Wednesday.
It's coming Wednesday.
Okay, yeah. Today is it's Monday, so it gives you tomorrow to get it done. Okay.
Yeah, that would be great.
Just give me a day.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just a matter of me forcing myself. Mm-hmm. I thought that turned up for $5.
So the art's going to go to your gallery.
So you have the revised letter, too.
I have the revised letter, and I have all the people we harassed last year successfully. So. And then what we'll do is we have a MailChimp account. We can also, we'll send out a general invitation, not to artists, but to people through MailChimp. And I want to get that poster in the next 2 weeks. So. But once again, is there anything really, I have a blind spot. Is there anything we're forgetting that's really?
We haven't talked about
Carlos said he was gonna get on it.
Yeah, he says he's...
Well, he had to finish up the project, the film he had to do last month. So, yeah, he's getting on that this week. And what I know thus far is I've gone online and I have found thinking about boxes for these artworks and how to go about making this, a success without much expense. I have actually looked into having boxes, like cigarette boxes that flip open like a hard pack of cigarettes. And depending upon how many we order, I looked into ordering at 500 pieces. It was like $1.07 a box. Or at 1,000 pieces, it was 75 cents a box. That includes a color logo printed on it.
Well,
so we can actually have the BAC logo printed on it. We can leave a back panel for whoever is participating with us as an artist to put their business card on. And then we'll have to decide whether we sell a frame wrap or not. You know, it is one of the things that we need to sell a frame wrap. Cigarette machine.
But if you sell a frame wrap, isn't that a
it helps a drop in the machine.
But don't you have to have some kind of machine to do that?
I don't remember what they said.
I mean, you can't.
It's some kind of weird.
Yeah. I don't think we need to do that.
It would be cute, though.
It would be cute, but maybe down the road. So that's and thus far, as far as he hasn't given me a quote, but I'm pretty confident that it's about $300 to buy the actual money machine that has to attach to this cigarette machine. And we have to be able to convert it so that it accepts dollar bills. So the other option would be to have coins made with our logo on them and have the coins sold in different shops all around town. And then we have to go from shop to find machine. But the problem with that coin is, yes, we charge $20 for that coin. The coin might it would be an ongoing problem to have to deal with coins, I think.
It sounds like there's a lot of moving parts.
Right. I'd rather just have a $20 bill fit into a machine, a $10 bill and a $20 bill. A $10 slot for or a $20. Because we can have two.
This is the thing to keep in mind is that that cost is not included in the arts commission or in the auction, the fundraiser.
Right.
So we need an amount. Mm-hmm. Oh, is it going to be active? Are you hoping to have it active by then, though? So if we're going to have it active, the next agenda, we would have to have an item on there to vote for how much. So we need Carlos to give us
a quote.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
So are we going to have a in-between meeting?
I'll call tomorrow. You know, it really depends on if they can or not. We might need one. Last year, I remember we had several in-betweens because we were like, oh, my God, it's coming at us really fast. I'll talk to Nina and see if there's any dates, because now that the county and the city are sharing, sometimes it gets kind of complicated, but it would be nice. And you'll talk to the, so you'll
so
talk.
So I'm talking to Keith and John.
Okay. Yeah. Does everybody have a purpose they feel good about?
I don't have one, but I feel good.
I have a question.
Yes, maybe.
Not to be dense, but I don't quite get, again, these kites. It was my understanding that we originally, all of us, were going to be painting five of them.
No.
Is that incorrect?
That's incorrect. We're having the community paint them for us, and then
we're
selling them. So
because I have no paint or anything.
No,
I mean,
you,
I'm a photographer.
You definitely can decorate one. I mean, I'm going to decorate one.
Okay,
but
great.
But no, we're making Bisbee work for us. And so they're going to, anybody that wants to is going to decorate them. We are at one point, and I'll have 9 to call a quorum for that. We're going to have a party, and we're all going to put them together because Poe and I realized that having the public put them together, we would have a wide range. The sticks would go missing. So we're going to all get together. Maybe we can sample cocktails and make something. It's a dangerous combination. We're just taking over Poe's gallery.
I do have a place in the back of my shop if we fall short of the amount that have been painted.
I'll ask Jim.
You know, we might have to kind of call a bunch of people and gather them together.
That'd be great.
Put the paint on the table and let
painted
them go.
My steps.
Yeah.
Have you seen my steps? Oh, man, they're really nice.
It's 60. I have 10.
I have 10,
but I've
given away
7. You have 10, right?
I have 20.
We have 20.
I have to take another 10. How are we doing with the...
I think we've given out almost 40.
Okay.
that includes, you know, everybody here.
She's got 20, you have 10, and I have 10, that would be 40.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll have to, I don't think we're going to have a problem. I was just going to say, when they come back, I think it'd be a good idea to write the person's name on the back, bottom of the kite, so we're able to connect it. And then if you do give out, well, everybody knows this, you just need to collect their name, phone number, and email.
Well, you know, when we're putting them together, I mean, that's the time when, if there are the right pens and things, we can whip colored on the tails as we go, because it takes seconds. I mean, I've got these particular pens, I've got to check them out and see if they still work. They're wide. Just one take a stick.
We have to, it's going to be sometime at the beginning of May, is what I would guess. And we have to call a quorum, they have to do it like, hey, the whole Arts Commission's getting together to drink and put the kites together, which is really funny. But they'll have to do that for us, and so as we get closer, we'll talk to them about it, and I'll make sure that everybody knows. And it also, I'm going to email, the reason you're keeping everybody's email, who has a kite, is so that I can email them and get them back if we had them. And I just realized a really good point would be that if we start giving out those tails, they're so
hard to get the,
they may never come back.
Exactly.
Because they're like little.
Yeah, they should be part of putting them together, and if and when we color them, we do, and otherwise they're like.
Yeah, and I think it's a great, because we didn't give the kits out, like as a whole kit, because there's so many little parts.
Sampling Yoni's wares is a really good idea along the way, especially when we're putting everything together.
I think he would love that. So we can have a cocktail sampling kite putting together.
Oh,
party. That's brilliant, yeah.
So that'll motivate us all, too. As long as we don't drink too much, and then our kites look really bad.
Oh, hey.
Right?
Well, so we have our pre-kite and cocktail party.
For us.
Yeah, so we need to nail a date for that, so we're ready.
I will. I have to talk to Yoni and see what his schedule is like. He works most of the weekend. Let me talk to him, and then I'll have Nina.
But
it won't be till the beginning of May. We want to give people as much time as possible to paint kites.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, probably like around the 10th of May is kind of like where I would think.
If we need a house, I would volunteer my house because I have a great big deck.
That would be cool. Yeah. That would be nice to sit outside too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
on Tambay Avenue.
We might as well enjoy putting 100 kites together.
But then once they're put together, moving them is probably not a...
It's
best to put them together right there on Subway Street.
Okay, never mind then. And as far as the going with the kids,
yeah.
I was thinking we needed a lot more kites. That's why I was suggesting doing something like that.
I think that's still a good idea. And again, let them paint them, but then take them back. And
where would the paints come from?
I'll supply paints.
Okay.
I think that's a great thing to have.
I have a marker. I have plenty of...
Okay.
My only request is suggested perhaps a 10th.
I'm just saying
random days. Thursday evenings are Thursdays are just bad days for me, so just throw that out there. I want to help, but Thursdays are bad days.
No. I wasn't even saying that as like a specific day. I'm just saying around the 10th.
We need an email mailing date so that people like me who go to choose on to have their eyelashes really big and it's not caught out.
I love you in this moment. They do look great. The 9th,
Wednesdays are great.
A Wednesday's good for you? I'd rather not do weekends, because that's... Mm-hmm. It's good.
Wednesdays aren't great, but...
Tuesdays
work. Tuesdays or Thursdays are better for me than Wednesdays.
Let's go for a...
Tuesday.
Can I use your pen for just one thing?
Thursdays is actually better than Tuesdays.
Okay, Thursday works for me too. It's just I'm a bridge player and I play bridge.
You play bridge on Thursdays? Well, what about
Wednesdays?
I was supposed to Wednesday, but I could skip it if that's the only game.
So you play bridge on Wednesdays. Well, who does something? What about Tuesdays?
Tuesdays I'm open. Thursdays every day.
As long as it's not.
What was your Tuesday? What do you do on your Tuesday? I mean, you don't tell me what you do, but
I do something on Tuesday, but I do it in the mornings
for mine on what. Together on what my times are.
Mondays?
My television program is on Tuesdays.
Every day works for me.
Mondays are the question. Eyelashes on Mondays.
We're the happiest commission.
No, eyelashes on Mondays. Television program on Tuesday at 12:30. That's all I have.
But then Tuesday evening is open.
Yes.
Let's make it Tuesday.
Tuesday evening. What Tuesday is that?
We're looking at the 10th.
Tuesday.
Can we have this in the...
I usually have my eyebrows done on Tuesday.
How about the 15th? Let's make it 4 days before the event. All of the art should be in to us by that time, too. So let's make it Tuesday the 15th.
Yeah,
does that sound good, everybody? May 15th?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and can we have it in an email?
I have to make sure, I have to ask first. Well, I have to get her to announce it.
I can get lost in the course of the...
No, I'll make sure you all know. Well, actually, we're going to have another Arts... Even if we didn't have a special meeting, we're going to have another Arts Commission meeting before then.
Right.
So, but I'll talk to Nina about that. So that'll be the next thing. So that's when I'll do that. I'm going to get the stuff for Bridget, right? Mm-hmm. And then for you, we'll do the letter.
And that would be where?
Do we have a logo? Do we have a BAC logo?
No.
It's getting late.
Contentious subject.
Yeah,
I know it is. The logo is necessary for printing on the cigarette boxes, ultimately. If I'm trying to also fulfill that mission, which I would love to see us have that machine at our event.
Well, we were going to talk to...
It doesn't work.
No. I'll talk to... Remember, I was going to talk... I talked to Bridget since then, but I forgot about using what we used for the poster as a very basic guideline for the arts, because we were not... Not all of us were satisfied with what we had gotten for logos. So when I talked to Bridget about the poster, I talked to her about that, too.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can get you. It's got to be easy.
Now, if the machine is ready, do we have anything to put in it?
I've talked to a few artists already, and they're starting to make things already. So I think it's premature until I make sure that everything is functioning. I haven't ordered the cigarette boxes, because we have to vote on that, yeah.
I got a dynamite little package together.
And where is this party when we put the kites together going to be?
It's going to be at Poe's Gate. I'm like volunteering your
guard. Or in the upstairs in Kilimanjaro.
Is there room, or do we do it on my big table at the back?
We don't want to move the poster.
We do it upstairs at Kilimanjaro. He's got all the tables.
Dynamite.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Well, somebody talk to him about that. It would be okay if we use the space.
We could use the ballroom, because the upstairs yoga studio would possibly be available, but there's new teachers starting to teach.
Yeah, no, we would do it in the ballroom, because that's where he's got the tables and chairs.
Okay. I can ask him.
Okay.
That would be a wonderful place to do it. Vibes.
Yeah,
put the music on.
It's pretty good, though. I think we're...
Get Jonathan to DJ while we're doing it, because we've got to get the sound system.
So
are we feeling pretty confident that we're going to be doing an April 21st kids engagement on subway?
They said it's up to you. I will help you. If someone is the motivator, I will help you with a table or something. But beyond that, because my life is kind of a little crazy right now.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you were saying.
Oh, I said if...
No,
I was talking about doing the subway kids painting kites.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to confirm whether that was going on.
So what do you have to... You'd have to talk to Subway and make sure, and which is easy. I mean, I don't think they would be very...
Control the kites if there's a window that kind of hits up. On Saturday the 21st of April?
Yes.
So yeah, I'm looking for somebody to be like, this is what I'm going to do, you know.
Yeah, so...
And then I'll bring crayons.
I will help to motivate. I don't have any tables of any stuff.
If you want to be the person, I will bring you a table. That's what I'm saying.
All right, and hang out with me a bit, maybe?
I will hang out with you a bit. At half the time.
I would do it for my
mother. And Kathy was open, too. Collectively. Yeah.
Cool.
I just we can do it Showcase for Tall is about to put another. They're going to do more show dates, and so it's going to get crazy again.
What time, Laura?
I would say. What time do people like?
What's that?
They do in the afternoon mostly.
The afternoon probably be better. So anytime from noon on, probably like
you
want to do.
Yeah. Ask them what time is good. They usually do those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I will bring a table.
Oh, no.
And I will hang out.
She's
as long
talking
as I'm
about
the main
street
motivator
closure on
yeah.
Subway Street.
Yeah, or not the main person.
It's a new thing, Kev.
Yeah, we're closing the street once a month.
They
yeah,
paint on the road. They paint on the road. They do checkerboards.
Yeah, Subway. You could talk to me, actually.
She was going to talk to Jen about it.
I'm going to talk to Poe, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if he doesn't have any power.
No, Subway Street.
So hard to find each other, Chase.
So, and I'll talk tonight at a special meeting, but I think we're pretty good covered. We're pretty well covered for this evening. Don't you guys?
Sounds pretty, yeah.
Yeah?
Sounds like we're coming together, yes.
So did anybody want to add anything, or? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I motion we adjourn the meeting this evening.
Do I have a second?
I second it. Into here.
All ayes?
Aye.
Any nays? All right. This meeting of the Bisbee Arts Commission is closed. Thank you, guys.
Nice meeting.